This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, news listeners. Yes, we have arrived. It is time for your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 22nd of October, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, something that probably should have been mentioned in yesterday's show, but we just got it hot off the press while we stuck out yesterday's show, which was Microsoft now letting you test some Android apps on Windows 11. Now, from what we can tell, this Windows subsystem for Android will be available for beta testers for Windows 11 starting, well, actually as of yesterday. This subsystem platform will provide access to apps from the Amazon App Store. Now, testers with Intel, AMD, and Qualcomm processors will actually be able to try out actual Android apps on Windows 11. Now, the apps can be loaded through the Microsoft Store, which will list a variety of apps, and then will actually point you towards the Amazon App Store to load and actually install. Android apps can actually run side-by-side with other Windows apps, however, and they're actually integrated into Alt plus Tab plus Task View. Gosh, Windows just loves those keys, don't they? And from there, you can actually pin them to your Start menu or the Taskbar. Now, apparently, this is only rolling out in the U.S. currently. If you're in other parts of the world, you'll actually need to go to the U.S. region to be able to experience this, and unfortunately, it will also require a U.S.-based Amazon account, so that you'll be able to access the Amazon App Store. Staying on the desktop, Instagram. Hey, it's taken forever. But if you love Instagram, here's a feature that you've really wanted from the start. Being able to post from the desktop. Yes, it is a reality now. This all comes with a whole buttload of updates. Now, finally giving users worldwide the option of posting photos and even short videos straight from your computer. However, though, computer posters are not the only ones getting updates. There's plenty of updates for mobile users as well. In your mobile app version, it'll now let two people co-author posts and reels, though you'll have to invite somebody else in order to do this. Also, another feature coming to the mobile apps, you can now start a non-profit fundraiser right from the new post button. Definitely will be an added bonus for charities out there. And other than that, a few other surprises are coming still too, though Instagram/Facebook didn't really let us in on that just yet. And speaking of Facebook, WhatsApp users, you want to do a little shopping? Well, you can do it there right in the app now. Yes, the Facebook company, which, by the way, they might be changing their name, they're refining this process with the addition of collections, making it easier for WhatsApp users to actually find products. That means businesses now can organize items in their catalogs by category, so customers no longer have to scroll through long lists, which we all know is kind of a pain. The user now will see categories for, say, men's clothes, women's clothes, t-shirts, pants, you get the idea. But you can also access the company's catalog through a sent link just as before. Now, Facebook's hoping this new feature of shopping within WhatsApp will actually get more people worldwide on board with the platform. Currently, it's really just Brazil and India that have kind of taken a liking to WhatsApp. Many other parts of the world, yeah, they still are not on board. And finally, yeah, kind of ending our Facebook theme. You heard me mention a second ago, Facebook might change its name. No, seriously, they might. But don't look for the Facebook brand to actually disappear, nah. There has been some rumors going around that Facebook is reportedly going to change its name and may announce it next week. Apparently, this all has to do with old Zuckerberg's idea saying that Facebook's just a lot more than social media now. And not everything should be under the Facebook umbrella. Hence, they're probably going to pull an Alphabet. Those of you remember Google? Yeah, actually owned by Alphabet and its subsidiaries. Looks like Facebook's going to be doing the same thing. The funny thing about it, though, is since this was announced, lots of people have taken to none other than Twitter to actually come up with some names for Facebook. Some of those, yeah, I don't think I can actually repeat here, as this is a family-friendly show. And more than likely, Facebook won't choose any of these. Regardless of whatever they're going to call their company, I'm sure everything still will be under one Zuckerverse. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com and definitely head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions if you love the news show. We do need your support each and every month so we can keep this show going, because without your donations, this show just can't happen. If you love what we do, please consider donating today. Of course, we're on Facebook or whatever the hell they're going to call it. Find us over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.